Pereira Maintains by Antonio Tabucchi. Translated from the Italian by Patrick Cray. Read by Derek Jacobi. Chapter 1. Pereira maintains he met him one summer's day, a fine, fresh, sunny summer's day, and Lisbon was sparkling. It would seem that Pereira was in his office, biting his pen. The editor-in-chief was away on holiday, while he himself was saddled with getting together the culture page, because the Lisboa was now to have a culture page, and he had been given the job. But he, Pereira, was meditating on death. On that beauteous summer day, with the sun beaming away, and the sea breeze off the Atlantic kissing the treetops, and a city glittering, literally glittering beneath his window, and a sky of such a blue as never was seen, Pereira maintains, and of a clarity almost painful to the eyes, he started to think about death. Why so? Pereira cannot presume to say. Maybe because, when he was little, his father owned an undertaker's establishment, with the gloomy name of Pereira la Dolorosa. Maybe because his wife had died of consumption some years before. Maybe because he was fat and suffered from heart trouble and high blood pressure, and the doctor had told him that if he went on like this, he wouldn't last long. But the fact is that Pereira began dwelling on death, he maintains. And by chance, purely by chance, he started leafing through a magazine. It was a literary review, though with a section devoted to philosophy.